We're studying from the book Kabbalah for the Student. We're studying in the article called The Wisdom of Kabbalah and Philosophy. You can find the material on kab.tv. You can also send questions to the lesson there. We're reading on page 106 in Kabbalah for the Student under the title Three Preventions. And we've reached item 3. The question whether we should start from under the title or from item 3. We'll start from the title. Three preventions. There are three reasons that prevent us from knowing the owner of a name. One, because of its truthfulness, the wisdom becomes clear only when all its details appear together. Therefore, before one knows the whole wisdom, it is impossible to see even a fraction of it. Thus, it is the publicity of its truthfulness that we need, so as to have enough prior faith in it to make a great effort. 2. Just as Asmodeus, the demon, wore the clothes of King Solomon and inherited his throne, philosophy sat on the throne of Kabbalah with easier concepts to grasp, for the lie is quickly accepted. Therefore, there is a twofold trouble here. First, the wisdom of truth is profound and laborious, while philosophy is false and easily grasped. And second, it is superfluous, because philosophy is quite satisfying.
Any questions about that? Yes, please, Benti.
What is now ruling us?
Us who? In the world?
Israel.
I don't understand what Israel is. Say exactly what you mean. In control of what? Who's the object that something controls that you're asking about this dominance?
The people of Israel.
Today, concealment governs the nation of Israel. There is no philosophy, there is no Kabbalah, nothing. Only beastly mind and heart to fulfill themselves with no spiritual component, or even if not spiritual, then in the spiritual aspect, then even spiritual on the human component, there's nothing. I'm not saying that it's any different in the world, but the world has different values than Israel, because there you have something to compare in the world. However, in Israel, you compare it to the times they had spiritual degree. And in comparison to that, we're on the lowest corporeal degree possible. There's no spirituality, there's no passion for it. Everyone is confused. Not only confused, everyone is certain that they're not confused, that it's crystal clear, that it's all meaning, it's all just corporeal, it's all corporeality. Don't need anything other than that. Only success in economy and in the regular life. There's no attitude, there's no contact with the role of the spiritual nation, of its obligation towards the world. All of these things aren't even recognized in the nation. Meaning the nation is in a state of unconsciousness, just like a person who is sick, who is lying on the bed, unconscious. And now it's being discussed what to do with this patient. But he is completely unconscious. If you're asking about the nation of Israel, the people of Israel, and also I'm talking about the people of Israel in the land of Israel, because other than that, it's not even a nation, it's not even Jews.
It's a nation.
The assimilation has reached the state that even externally, you know, the people, what, on the Day of Atonement come to pray, to say what, Kaddish, to give charity, that's also the elderly, the young people don't. Therefore, you don't have this term, the people of Israel, outside of Israel. And we know how we are in separation. You see the Americans. That there, the amount of Jewish people there are the same as in Israel, more or less. But look at how dispersed, look at their direction of thought. They have no care for Israel, only for themselves. And on the contrary, they want to show how they don't even care about Israel, that in America they're like everyone else, devoted to that nation only. Once they had pride that they belonged to something else, to their roots, but today it doesn't exist. Today it doesn't exist. They want to show that, you know, that they're nothing, that they, you know, even on the contrary, that they have, they disrespect it, they prefer Israel would not exist. You see all of Obama's helpers are Jews. And they were, you know, also according to the elections and so on. So, the nation of Israel, that term, is very theoretical. It does not exist. We can say the people of Israel, from that, stems those that from this destruction, from this crisis, they come to emerge from all these different places and they begin to connect to a group that is directed to the Creator, Yashar Kel. And then it's called the Nation of Israel. That's our organization. And all the participants in it from all of this human Babylon. That is the new state. Although we mustn't disregard the current state we're in, we nevertheless have to treat those Jews at least who are in the land of Israel. They have a mutual corporeal destiny. There is a reason why they're all in one place. It's also according to the providence. And we have to treat them still as the ones that carry within themselves the reshimot of the shattering. Those who carry the reshimot, that registry of the previous times, when they were in the spiritual height, in the state of realization. And we must make an effort to awaken them, because they are obligated to be awakened, as Baal HaTzolam writes in the article of Matan Torah and Arvut. So you have the nation of Israel in its spiritual aspect, according to the intention Yashar Kel, that is those who join our world group. And you have the nation of Israel, which is every Jew according to his mother, the way it's accustomed, or not exactly according to the mother, it doesn't matter. But meaning Jewish from birth, and they have the very same reshimot from the past spiritual state. And therefore, there is a chance to awaken them to a higher correction they have a higher chance of being awakened to that than the representatives of the different nations. Yes.
We know that the system eventually is moving towards correction and revelation.
The system is turning towards revelation and correction. However, the steps that it overgoes are steps that can present themselves oppositely, as we see what's happening in the world from day to day, to the extent the world is becoming more and more intimidating, threatening, unpredictable, in a state of despair, completely ungoverned. It's as if it was abandoned. In other words, the upper providence shows all these different states. And here, in these states, we need to see the people of Israel in what state they are, to the extent they'll be able to connect, because its fate depends only on that and the fate of the world. In what way will advance towards the end of correction, towards the days of Messiah? Then it depends to what extent we'll realize it correctly. First of all, us and those who join us. Yes? In other words, if we see this not in a state of correction and revelation, then it's in the aspect of Asmodeus. And if we can see it towards correction, then it's Solomon. Yeah, let's say, sort of, because Asmodeus is that very same approach that a person has in this world, that he doesn't see it through the wisdom of Kabbalah. So he can't differentiate what you say to him. He doesn't understand you. He's incapable of taking you seriously. He won't be able to accept your dissemination. What are you disseminating? What love? We need rockets, planes, dollars. We need force. And what are you talking about? What are you, left-winged or what? Meaning people can't understand or differentiate or even hear it. However, with a little sufferings, they will hear.
How can we see in this process not as a crisis and crisis and crisis, but another correction and another correction towards better and better steps?
If we don't detach from the force of providence, which is the Creator, that it all happens only by Him, that we're reaching tough times, but it's the tough times for Jacob, and from it will be salvated. From these troubles, from these contractions, we will reach the correction. If we are adhered to providence, in spite of its different forms, its unpleasant forms, by that we reveal the one who conducts it, because we want to adhere to Him, we want to justify Him. Although our will to receive goes through very unpleasant and scary situations. Yes, Eli.
In fact, we spoke about it the entire lesson, this point of human that is in the air. You're describing that point of man as a point that is detached from, you know, the legs and hands and understanding and feeling in my own kli. On the other hand, there is some feeling and understanding there. So what is that point? How do you connect to it above reason, and the reason that does exist there, what is it?
They're not connecting. They're only causing, like a mother and father who are the cause of the embryo to have its own reality. There is something of them that constructs him, of course. However, his personality, when he's born and begins to develop himself, is independent of them. Therefore, it is possible that he'll be the opposite of them. It's possible that he'll be completely, completely different than they are. We don't understand that. How can it be chasadim and chokhmah together in him, although they're opposite? Meaning, the Adam that's born here, he is the unique. The still vegetative and animate are part of nature. They're not detached from nature, just like we learn in the fourth prina, in the four stages of direct light. What is there? There is this point which is revealed, which is opposite, which can't stand the Creator. He gives and I receive. I can't take it. I can't stand it. I don't know what to do. So he restricts. I invert myself. And only from this, in this inversion that's revealed in the fourth state, in the fourth prina. We can't explain it and even more so bring it to Asmodeus to reveal it. What, to our ego, to our general will to receive? But we can see that, in short, we have a serious problem to bring the wisdom of Kabbalah to the world, that they'll accept it pleasantly, directly, because they have philosophy, meaning each has their own inner perception, which is suitable for their ego. It satisfies everything. It doesn't compel them to have any work or exertion, and it does not need to awaken them with great troubles, with the environment, with what is accustomed in their environments, not against religion, either Christianity, Islam, Judaism, all different things which are accustomed in politics, in economy, and so on. What are we recommending? We're recommending the world to invert. To invert. Stop wanting the unnecessary, be satisfied with the little, reach a state that this satisfaction will be eternal and complete, that you won't want anything, that your pleasure will be by bestowing to everyone. Of course, this isn't accepted. But there are two things here. A little bit of suffering and the light that reforms. From a little sufferings, they'll want to escape their state, but it won't be enough. Of course it won't be enough in order for them to begin to change. The changes should come from us. That's what it means to be a light to the nations. And also, the changes within them will only be to the extent that they join. Not change, join. But by that, they'll begin to change. The changes are very, very slow and minor. We mustn't expect revolutions, spiritual revolutions there, no? That they'll want it themselves and they'll go themselves and they'll move themselves, no. There we only talk about connection, which leads us to a good life. And how to connect, we're only the ones able to do so, to connect them. And by that, they'll join like a chap to Galgalta Einayim, and they'll be corrected. What we learn here now in Tas. Yes, Moshe.
It's actually interesting that in the world there's a lot of research today that actually supports what we're saying, that the cause of the crisis is the wrong connection between us and that it's possible to fulfill that connection.
That's in order to connect, but to connect not in order to change.
Right.
So until connection, that's clear.
But still, it doesn't permeate. Everyone understands it, but it doesn't. It's not happening.
It's not happening because the Levites and Kohens called teachers aren't coming and teaching them. That's their role. That's our role. All of our groups, all of our friends, all over the world, like we see Moscow, Kiev, you saw many people today. Armenia, Florida, you have heaps. They all need to prepare themselves to be ushers, to be lecturers, to be organizers, those who organize connection. And these people will feel that through connection they profit. That is what they'll feel. They'll understand that from the crisis. That connection is a salvation, a regular connection between us, but our ego doesn't allow us to do it. How to do it? They won't find it anywhere. No organization, no group, never mind who and what, will go and jump up. They'll jump out from all over the world to do actions of connection. They won't succeed. Why did they not succeed? Because it's not just connection. It has to be connection where there is light, that this light will be for the correction, for that same part that connects that same achap. Therefore, they can connect only to us. We don't care about the competitors. A lot of organizations will rise, will fall, different communities, organizations to connect, nothing will help. They will succeed in doing different actions that are prior to our work, and that will help us eventually. But true connection, only we'll be able to do. Because through the connection, we can bring them the light that reforms. Therefore, we have nothing to fear. That we have nothing to worry that someone will come and ruin their attitude towards connection. No, no problem.
Sir, you're talking about the connection that will provide a mental fulfillment for the person.
That will give to a person corporeal fulfillments, what they need. What they need in order to be satisfied. And by that, they'll begin to understand that that is the main thing. They'll begin to receive new values. 1, 2, 3, 10 different actions upon this great crisis. There's nothing to eat, nothing to wear, no electricity. You'll see what happens in Europe. People are sitting in minus 10, 15 degrees Celsius. They can't light electricity, heating. They have no money. Understand? That is true crisis. It's not simple. Bread, fine. You go somewhere. You find something there. Also, who knows what will be next? But heating is now a great problem there. In Greece, half of the people can't use electricity to heat up their house. And outside, it's minus 10 Celsius. Imagine, in your house, it's minus 10 and you can't do anything. In these states, you can't do, you don't know what to do. There are millions. It reminds me, like it was in Russia before the revolution at the beginning of the 20th century. These are very serious states. Same thing in Switzerland? I don't think yet. Hopefully.
In Germany, I saw a while ago that the government recommends individuals to start storing food, because they're saying that possibly at the end of the year they won't be able to provide them with the basic necessities. So I wanted to ask your opinion. For instance, my mother as well got really into it. She started ordering huge amounts of food. Our entire basement now is full of stuff. I wanted to ask if there's a benefit in that, if there's any use in that, and also perhaps to provide the example that if there is connection, people will help each other.
Do you see that also where you live, away from?
Close to Zurich.
And there are other people who think that way, like your mother?
No, this is exceptional.
In Switzerland, they were very fearful of this.
It's true, but it's still, this is an exception. The situation is very calm. Still, people are living in their own movie, and they're not really thinking about the crisis, besides my mother. But what do you recommend about this? Storing food, clothing, things like that?
Clothing? I don't know. Clothing isn't such a problem, maybe, but about food, water, electricity supplies, heating, I think that a person has to be more prepared. Because of course there will be different problems, that there will be no electricity, there will be no gas, no fuel, water.
Internet,
we're not talking about that. If you're not eating, you know, today it seems so important to you, but in short, I'm saying seriously, a person has to be, to some extent, well, not prepared, but at least for a week to have, if something happens, I think, yeah, that a person should be prepared. But by that, you don't correct the state.
Yes, of course, but it allows you at least to, you know,
if you're asking me on the corporeal level, I'll tell you what, I don't think that you'll store food and feel yourself safer. While you store this food, you'll start thinking, what life have we come to? 21st century? Where is humanity with all its power? All the technology, life, space, all of these things, and where are we now? Will I have a piece of bread and a glass of water tomorrow? Will I not freeze to death tomorrow, like an ice cube? And so on. Look how we're incapable of organizing ourselves with all of this force, only because of the ego that is growing and that is disturbing us from reaching regular life. It's a wonder. It's a great revelation.
And when we come to that state, certainly the study and all kinds of violence and all sorts of negative phenomena in society will grow. They'll multiply. So I wanted to ask, what do you think about defense in your home?
So you have to have, like in America, you have to buy a few missiles, a few guns. I'm not even talking about guns, you know. Guns is nothing. Something serious. Maybe a machine gun. Go into the bunker where your mother prepares everything and sit there with your weapon.
No, but seriously, if there is danger to your siblings or your wife, then
what will you do?
So is it important that a person has a gun and a way to somehow defend his relatives?
Right.
So, buy.
And what next? What will you do next?
Then store our books as well.
There is no, and there will be no object that will give you security, confidence, other than the Creator. You'll reach a state that only everything depends on the upper force. And not just the upper force people are crying about, crying to, but it will be clearer in what way you approach to it, in which way you will receive the right reply, the right attitude from the upper force. It will be according to equivalence of form, and it will be clearer. All in all, these negative, seemingly negative states are being revealed in order for us to pay attention to the form we must take upon ourselves. Therefore, it will not help us to have food like your mother is storing, and she's not alone. It's all over the world. There's this, you know, quiet panic for, you know, I spoke about it a few years ago, but with me it's always a little bit, I'm too afraid. I see things in advance. So I said it's a must, but everyone laughed. But today people are talking about it in all different places. If you ask me, I don't think it will help. Although you should take care of these things, you know, with respect to children, infants, and so on. Like in my home, I always have a few days of food to spare. But obviously, salvation will not come from that. No matter how much you'll prepare yourself, it won't help. But all of that is arranged only in order for you to ask, what form do I need to take upon myself in order to be saved, in order to be saved from hunger, from dangers, from death? And after that, from these great sufferings, you'll begin to understand that they're coming purposely and not in order to be saved from death, but by it to reach something higher. Not the next world or, you know, but in order to reach the application of the thought of creation, it will suddenly begin to be revealed. And that is the entire process that will be. So if you're asking me, the safest place is in Israel, in order to realize here this program.
Yes, we're moving in August.
Oh, really? Wow. What a force is joining our group. Okay, very good. Yes.
Boker Tov, Rabbi. Good morning, Rabbi. I wanted to ask you about customs in Israel and corporeality, like the kippah and Shabbat and things like that. Does it have to do with spirituality?
No, it is not related to spirituality. It's related to the general framework that still it's preferable to have these corporeal customs that give us this framework in which we exist, but not that by keeping these corporeal actions you make any spiritual correction. No. No, it's prohibited to say that there is a connection, if there is none. Otherwise, I'm confusing you. And instead of doing internal actions in your intentions, you'll start doing all these external actions without intentions. It won't help. It won't help spiritual correction. However, alongside with that, If a person takes upon himself and does it, like I told our friend from Switzerland, I think he's very suitable. He comes from the opposite form, and that's usually what happens. What does your mother say about it?
She's actually very happy about this.
What, that you wear a kippah, a yarmulke?
Yes, she actually said that she felt all her life that I belong more to Judaism and Israel than Christianity and Europe.
Really? What's her... What,
by birth, she's Christian.
But where from?
And Swiss. Yeah.
That's how it is?
Yeah. No, usually it doesn't happen like that, but she's just said it. And if I can, just a short question. What do you recommend to...
I envy his language. He speaks better than I do. And what? He's learned it for what? For how long? He learned it in 2 months. That's a talent.
What do you recommend someone in my state who wants to settle here in Israel and is not Jewish by birth? Is it recommended to convert or not? On the one hand, I'm fond of the culture and the customs and so on. On the other hand, I'm afraid of the confusion of the religion that they want to instill into your mind, and it's a dilemma.
Many people ask me this question because they're afraid that while they convert, that they'll have this great confusion and they'll be drawn either externally or they themselves will be drawn to the... You have to think about it. But to move here physically, then yeah, you can anyway. And then after that, then yeah, it's usually a custom to do so. But to have payas, you decide.
Yeah, the friends asked me to remove the beard, but it's it's difficult for me.
Yes, Hanoch.
Well, there's a question you spoke before about the role of the Jewish role in the Israel role. So there is a question from the groups whether it's correct to centralize our efforts towards Jewish communities specifically now or not.
Well, I can't say specifically, but it really depends on the contact they have to the Jewish communities, with no doubt. And we've depicted, we've illustrated this, and I'll do it again. This is us here, Bnei Baruch. This is Bnei Baruch. Bnei Baruch. World BB. Right? All of us, or everywhere. And then, the first circle are the Jews, the Jewish people in Israel.
Common Israel.
Meaning common Israel. What we have here in general. After, we have the whole world. Then we have the Jews spread all over the world. And after that, the whole world. Baal Sulam talks about this at the end of the introduction to the book of Zohar, where he talks about internality and externality. And the correction, no doubt, depends only on this inner group. It depends only on this inner group. But they start, they're called Bnei Baruch, right? They start to influence this correction outwards. And only like that, this correction spreads from internality to externality. Just like that, only that way. You have no other possibility. Therefore, to the extent you'll be able to bring the people in Israel closer, you'll succeed in approaching them, and it will be easier for you to later on reach the entire world. That's what we need to do. Understand? So to the extent you bring the Israelis in Israel closer and then the Jews overseas closer, it will be easier, smoother, and more correctly to reach the entire world. The entire world. You need to understand. We're talking about the fact that we need to reach the entire world. How will we reach the entire world, the furthest person possible? How? You must reach them through these parts. Through these parts. Through the Jews. The Jews in Israel and the Jews overseas. Otherwise, you won't reach the nations of the world. It's a great problem because you have a very, very strong barrier. You know the Jews overseas, right? In Israel, I think it's a little less. There's more influence. There's more of how to, awaken them. But the second circle, but all those that are especially in America, but the ladder of degrees is arranged that way, that it's internality with respect to humanity, which is externality. Therefore, it's a big problem. So, if you ask me, this is how it's structured. Until you don't correct your inner part, nothing will happen. This is Bnei Baruch, Bibi. These Bnei Baruch. These are Israel, in Israel. And these are, let's call it USA, but it's the Jews overseas, that is USA. And then the nations of the world. What should I write? W? Oh, world, okay. Let's say. That's it. Only in that way the upper light spreads until it reaches the general correction. And then accordingly we have to organize all of our dissemination. Therefore our groups all over the world are asking correctly, should they influence the Jews in that area than the others? Yes, of course. But the question is, will they be accepted properly? If someone who has nothing to do with Judaism comes and disseminates Judaism to the Jew in South America, I've come across that. So I didn't know how to accept it. It's weird. It's weird. But it's part of what is written, that the people, the nations of the world, will take Israel to Jerusalem, take the people of Israel to Jerusalem. What Yeshayahu, the prophet, writes. Yes. Wanted to ask for a while.
We're always saying that there will be a state where the nations of the world will pressure Israel, so why aren't we really activating all our groups all over the world to create spiritual pressure, meaning to create a sort of a pressure so that all the groups work in dissemination towards Israel? Just like the sketch.
Look, we can do many things, but I don't know. We'll think about it. There are a lot of plans. The question is, can we use these things wisely? That's the question. Yes.
About the dissemination in Israel, there's election in a few weeks, and there's also economic troubles beginning to appear. So
this year will be a year that's not simple. We have international relations which are not very good, and of course it's being all heated up by the Americans, and our state will also deteriorate here locally. And because there are many different parties, political parties, they're all going to want to use it to break the others. Of course, it's difficult. What can we do in accordance to that? To accept these things, that it's an opportunity from above. We have to read all these situations and all these states properly. The Creator is arranging all these things in order for us to see in it the correct state for correction. And these states are advancing to correction properly. I'm not waiting for our nation to be worse and then they'll listen to us. But the fact that things will get worse does not depend on me, but I have to give the solution before the illness outbreaks. We have to try. Of course, the states will be unpleasant. We have to be prepared for it in our explanation, and not only to explain where it comes from, to mitigate, to sweeten the situation, but out by our dissemination, we have to show how we can, on the spot, quickly, practically, correct and reach an immediate good result. Immediate, actually immediate. Because for us it happens very, very slowly, because we need to acquire the system and the actual program. We have to act in it consciously, aware of it. However, they don't need it. Therefore, Baal Salam writes, for them it will happen immediately, in one go. So we have to be prepared for it. So this is our time. We're now in the place of Israel. We have no other place. And here we have to make the correction. That's our opportunity. Here it starts and here it ends. We're entering the final action. Yes. Question about Tuesday. We're changing the format. I don't know if it's a real change. All the groups gathered. Only I went to a certain group from one of the groups. And in order to do this correctly with all, you know, we tried to do it here. That the broadcast will be from here. Just to straighten things out, here in the whole groups, until now, from 7 till 8:30 we had a lecture and then a meal. So those who come to the... You know, it's the same, completely the same. Also from the... It's the same lineup, it's the same schedule. Just the only difference is going to be a workshop. It's going to be a workshop with extended explanations. We're going to read the source, and then people are going to discuss it, and then I ask some other questions. Or I explain. Meaning 5 minutes I talk, 10 minutes they discuss, and another few minutes I explain this. And again I talk for 5 minutes. 5 minutes is a lot. And again, they discuss for 10 minutes, and again, I talk for 5 minutes, and so on. So like that, will be every portion will be a portion of 20 minutes. And by that, we'll fill up the entire evening, and then after that, they have a meal, and their meeting, celebration, and so on.
Few short questions about new people that we usually don't invite to Tuesday.
I think to make it suitable for new people, not only in Israel, but all over the world, it will be a place for new people as well. So publicize it.
On TV?
Also, on TV will be for those who watch TV, of course, and who can participate. A person is in his living room, having a cup of coffee, watching us, and we need to try. Maybe the first, second time it won't be exactly, but we should try, make it in a way that it's friendly, user-friendly, that he'll feel that he's participating with us completely, that he's in a circle, and that he's participating, talking to them. I think that the first workshop should be about the need for a workshop and the laws of the workshop. Because what do we need this for? In order to... How do we have to behave? This and that and so on and so. So that's the main thing. The first workshop should be devoted to that. And by that, we'll conclude.
Two messages before we conclude. So first of all, as we said, we have a new format for the Tuesday meeting, so we're inviting everyone who can from Israel or the world to come physically or to watch the broadcast on 7 p.m. Israel time on Tuesday. It'll broadcast on Kab.tv or Channel 66 in Israel. And the Arava Convention 2013, friends, from the 17th to the 19th, we're going to have the Flame in the Desert Convention. For details and registration, go to kab.co.il or 1-700-509-209. Great day, good night.
הלכת שלי, האביב שלך זו הפריחה שבי, מלחמה שלך זו מלחמה שלי, השמחה שלך זה האושר שבי. הלילה שלך הוא הלילה שלי, ירח מלא קם לך ולי, האמת שבך זו האמת שבי. הלבן שלך הוא הזכות שלי. כולנו יחד באותה סירה, זה אני ואתה, בטוב וברע, רק ביחד, רק ביחד נגיע. כולנו יחד באותה סירה, זה אני ואתה, בטוב וברע, רק ביחד, רק ביחד נגיע. השמש שלך היא האור שבי, והגשם שלך זה המים שלי, הבית שלך זה העוגן שלי, האהבה שבך נמצאת גם בי. הכאב שלך הוא הסבל שלי, האושר שלך זה השמחה שבי, הפחד שלך זה הרעד שבי, העולם שלך הוא הכל בשבילי. כולנו יחד באותה סירה, זה אני ואתה, בטוב וברע, רק ביחד, רק ביחד נגיע. כולנו יחד באותה סירה, זה אני ואתה, בטוב וברע, רק ביחד.